What's
Ta'amim you think he said he loved about me reading?
Rabia?
No, no. Toha.
So Pasuk.
Beautiful! Wow!
Who knows?
So Pasuk.
Yeah. That's what he told me.
I said, Toha, is that so?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yes. Study. I'm Mr. Knack. Hi. The dialogue is between a haver, who is a Jewish businessman, Daf Yod Aleph, and you want to see a letter Chaf Bet. Chaf Dalet. Yes. Next to it, to the right. Yes. Which is dialogue Chaf Dalet. All right. It is a dialogue, the best representative of the Jewish people to the outside world. Sometimes is not the Chacham, but as the Haver, why? Because the Chacham sometimes is circumscribed to his diet amod. He doesn't know the outside world, but the Haver, who's the learned businessman. Yes, he knows. You, if you don't understand the mind of the buyer, you're not a good salesman. You see, you have to understand the mind of the buyer, and therefore the haver is the best Jewish diplomat. All right. So now the Melech Huzar is looking for spirituality, whatever it is. And he goes to the Christians, they told him just empty words, the Muslim empty words, the philosopher empty words, and he didn't want to come to the Jews, because we are maligned. The Goyim malign Am Israel. Even a couple of, about 10 days ago, I heard some Congress women from blah, 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 blah. I don't want to mention, and he said, you are like the Pharisees. Pharisees, yani the Palushin Hakamim. No, I'm sure she's not anti-Semite. I don't know if she's anti-Semite or not. But we're maligned, you know? And Helena's talking about Pharisee. Oh, you know, with horns, you know, is exactly the opposite, you know? I'm going to say something in Latin. Mabis Wolves of Maito.
Yeah!
All right, the whole thing. Yes? So, Latin, which talk like
that.
Now, so he has to talk to the Melech Huzar to be favorable towards the Jews. And he says, what do you believe, you Jews? And he says, I believe in the God that created Shamayim Ba'aretz. No. He says, I believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, and the God that took us from Egypt.
So the guy says to him, they were right. They were telling me that Jews are stupid and not intelligent and this. You shall tell me, I believe in the God that.
And then he says, the Haver asks the king, says, what will happen if they speak to you about India? Yeah, Kazaya is in South Asia, and they hear about India, but in those days they never went to India.
No.
So he says, I will not know anything.
Yeah.
What happens if you see the ambassador of India bringing products to Kazaria, that they are fantastic, changes the technology, things like this and that, high technology? I said, oh, of course, then I would say that it's great.
Yeah.
He says, this is exactly what happened to us. We have no access. We cannot go to Borei Olam up there. But he came to us and he gave us things, the most fantastic things. And this is the history, our history with the Torah. And because we have an experienced God, we have experienced Borei Olam, we know about him, not because we have some theory, yes, but because of our own personal, collective, national, individual history. because of our history. We know how he behaves. The gifts that he gave us. Yes? And the greatest gift that God gave us is in the history of the Jewish people. Every step, where Allah hold us from the hands and take us, make us this. Adonai Ru'ilu Ahsab, in Odeshi, I will say, Na'amim and Ahodi Ha'aleni. He takes me from place to place. Yes?
Even the Goyim, they start with the Lord much, but they have these two words.
Which one?
Mole David.
Oh!
They always skip that.
All right. So now he here in the Chaf Dalet in Yod Aleph, the Siman Chaf Dalet. Yes.
Amar Kozari.
בתוארים, או רבי משה.
בתוארים אשר נתפללו אצלי לנוחה, להוסיף עליהם במה שהיה ידוע ונתאמתו באלו האחרונים.
All right. Now, I describe God, the Haver says, the businessman says, according to the aspects, תוארים, that I experience. I'm not telling you about what I read in books. When I say that Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor VeNora, in my private life, I experience these things. The Arabic is in taxi. To your left, I mean, Musafat Lati Sahet Andi Ayana. I know the truth of this because of Ayana means experience. Yeah, like I saw it with my eyes. Ayana, I experienced this. It's what I'm telling you about God. I experienced God. And
what kind of Arabic is that, Rabbi?
Classical Arabic. Yes. All right. It's not the colloquial Arabic. Yes. Even in the Sharah, in when they told us Sharah, it's not the spoken Arabic. It's the classical Arabic.
Yes.
In that way, we learn how to speak Arabic as good and better than going because of the Sharah. No, that's it. That's the way we learn it. And this another word that I love so much. ثم أتباعها بالتي كانت مشهورة. Mashmura, this all the things that I'm telling you about God, you know, I'll tell you a little bit Arabic now. You were born in this country. All right. You don't need to apologize. Mashmura, it's a very special Arabic word, which is, it was public notice. All our miracles were public notice, and the whole public I accept it. Is this a thing that it's public notice? Everybody. It's not. It's mashura. It's not that something I'm telling you a story. You know, everybody this and so on, and Red Wolf and Snow White. No. This is public notice. Mashura. You know, sometimes you read the papers and say, you see a public notice.
Yes, of course.
Now, even 10 people read it. Or 5 people were there. It says, but no, my wife is no longer living. We don't sell the bank, and therefore you don't. I'm not responsible for her credit card. Why? Because this is public notice. I made public notice. Whoever wants, I have all the documents. Will come and see it. Our Torah, le'enei kol Yisrael, is public notice. It's what I call in English. It's part of our national memory. How do you know 4th of July, blah, 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 blah? Because it's public,
no.
It's part of the national memory of the United States. What happened if you kofer the 4th of July? You are kofer in the national memory of the United States of America. You understand? It's public, yeah, mashhura. Mashhura means public notice, all right?
I'm sorry, Chabot, continue. Hassan, I'm confused. This is the Kuzari speaking in response to what? No, I'm sorry. Chabot is the Kuzari speaking. Yes. In response. Because he was accepting. Oh, he was accepting. Yeah. No, no. I'm sorry. You're right. I would praise the
Indian ambassador because of what I experienced with the, from the embassy of India. Yes? Alright? correct? Chavot.
Amar lechaver. Ukon ze anitika kasher she'altani.
And that is exactly, I know God just like you know the Indian ambassador. Through the experience that I had with God, it's not the pain.
ובכל זה פתח משה לפרעה ואומרו לו אלוהי העברים שלחני אליך.
Now, the God of the Hebrews sent me. Now, what does it mean the God of the Hebrews? The Hebrew people in Egypt had a tradition, and the Mitzrayim recognize them as the nation, the people of the Hebrews. They know that they have a tradition. And Iraq, it's a word. Shelahani Elecha. Yes? It says, Elohe Ha'ivrim, Shelahani Elecha. In the Arabic, it's so beautiful. Osalani is Rasul. He is the messenger of God. He is the ambassador of God. God made me, appointed me as His ambassador to you. God appointed me, you mean Moshe Rabbeinu, to be the ambassador, God's ambassador, to the court of Pharaoh. That's why Pharaoh said, be on the run. I don't believe in Hashem.
Yeah.
I don't know this. And so on. But Moshe introduced himself as the Shaliach, the Rasul. The Arabs say, so, blah, 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 blah. They took it from us.
Yeah.
All right? There's only one thing, and then we have to acknowledge that the Arabs know many things that they didn't take from us. One of them is shoe bombing didn't take from us. Or other things they take from us. Right. What's it called? This is the whole creation after 2,000 years of civilization. All right. So, Rasul, Allah is the God. Moshe is the Sharia Hashem. That's why the Sifra, the Hachamim, much before Muhammad and so on, described Moshe as Sharia Hashem.
Yes.
All right. Chavod.
כלומר, אלוהי אברהם, יצחק ויעקב.
And what does it mean, אלוהי העברים? Who was אלוהי העברים? Where did they, in the life of Abraham, יצחק ויעקב? Yes.
לפי שהיה עניינם מפורסם.
משורה, is like again. עניינם, משורה. Public notice, public knowledge. This is public knowledge. Al Torah is public knowledge. Yes? Al Torah is public knowledge. You cannot be a Christian if you don't believe in God. So, but now we're better. Fine. Good luck to you. Muslim is the same thing. Yes? Oh, yeah, but we're better. That is publicly acknowledged by everybody. Yes? Every time that you will see a boy walking, driving a bicycle with a kippah, pay attention, wake up. This is a miracle. Maybe the of the history what makes possible that today that you are little boy. They're walking in the street, they're having a pizza in the hand, and they say, this is America. This is America. This is America. This is, you cannot explain this according to anthropology or according to sociology. This is America. This is Inyan Elahi accompanying the Jews every place. I met once, 20 years ago, I had a fantastic experience. Somebody, anyhow, introduced me to a man who was a colonel in the army, not in the army, in the Air Force, the Israeli Air Force. And they told me, this is so-and-so. I don't know who so-and-so is. So he is the air pilot that directed the attack from Israel to the atomic thing of Saddam Hussein. Yes? And I talk to him, happy this and this. And somebody says to me, you know who is him? I said, yeah. He says, his grandfather was from Romania. And Hitler, the Nazis, when they killed him,
just a bunch of people, they use the fat to make soap. Now, I want to say about miracles. The father, the grandfather, Hazid was a piece of soap. And the grandson could direct a fleet of airplanes from Israel destroy the atomic basis of the Mahjimah Saddam Hussein and return back unnoticed by anybody. Is that any other thing?
Yeah, of course.
This is not any other thing? For me it is. This Inyan Elahi, the hand of God, yes, is accompanying us. Yes, the only one, you know, the only one who doesn't know that is Inyan Elahi, us. The Goyim know that we are the chosen people. The Goyim know that.
They know it. Yeah.
They know it. Unfortunately, we're not as clever as we think we are. We don't. That it is a miracle. Every time you see a Jewish boy, a Jewish girl, or this, even, I'm Jewish.
We take it for granted.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Yeah, but it is. It is fantastic. All right? Yes.
This term,
Elahi,
was coined by the Yehuda Halevi.
Yes, Elamer Elahi. Elamer Elahi.
It's very important to his philosophy. For the Jewish,
what could be more philosophy than Adonai Ro'i Lo Ehsar? Been audacious and be saying, that was the Ramez. Whenever I hear God, it guides me. Yes, I have to tell you always the story. One of the Hakamim that I love, one from Hakamim from Amsterdam. And they were really superb Hakamim. Yes, and the Protestant priest who wants to convert them to the And he is in the Haredi-Yehud, in Jewish quarters. All right, and yes, I was talking about this, and he says, the Hakam says, look around you. Do you see one single Jewish beggar? No. Look at the streets. Do you see any dirt, any garbage there? No. Look the way the Jews are dressed. Now, a few years ago, we left Portugal shoeless. We come to a different country, a different society, a different language, and we're better organized than you. You see beggars in your communities, filthy street, people without job, people starving, and you come here to tell me about the superiority of the guy, kept quiet, alright? And this is true. There's a Yad Hashem. Not only, I mean, but the Yad Hashem is always, always on the side of the Yehudi. All right? Fine? If you don't believe it, our grandparents here, they couldn't speak a word in English, but they were able to sell. And Baruch Hashem, they work hard, and they, is not Yad Hashem? Yeah? All right. Come on. They say God, yes, alright. We don't say our creator. And I'm going to tell you the difference. It's a fantastic difference. This is going to be one of my gifts. You know, because today is Lash Ya'ur. Yes, a gift. Yes, make you something. Go ahead. Yes, God is Moses didn't say to Paul, I come in name of the God of heavens. God of heavens, the creator of the world. No. Or I am the God who created Boracha. No. Why? You have to understand something about the Jewish God. Goyim say there is a God or there are gods. What's the difference between the God of the Muslims, or the God of the Christians, and the God of Israel? And a very important thing. To be the creator of heavens means nothing to anybody if that God that created heavens is too busy to tell you what to do in life. Yes, there's a God, yeah, there's a concept of creator, yes.
does he interfere in your life? Does he tell you something, what to do, what not to do? Does he give you a system? In the whole Christian scripture that we respect, everybody's religion, that is not even once that says, and God told Moshe, nothing. There are no mitzvot. There is no concept of mitzvot. The Eucharist, which is when they drink the symbolic blood, symbolic blood of Moshe, that's not written in no place. Yes, this is a witchcraft, magic thing. No, it's not written there. No place says that. In the Quran, no place says, وَقَالَ يَحْرَ لَا مُحَمَّدْ قَائِلًا. Always again, I thought it would be just a Tami when I said in my low life. Beautiful. Then say, God spoke to Muhammad. It is no mitzvah that's written there, the Amatar to them, says, Asu it. Yes. But us, God has not only, He's the creator, but here comes a word that they use, has dominion over us. He is Melech HaOlam. He is your sovereign. He is your king. He tells you, by virtue of having created you, yes, because God created you out of zero, created the universe out of zero, He has dominion over the world that He created. And therefore, on the basis of Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz, we see later on He says, don't do that. And this is one of the, to make a whole, of course I'm sure there is thought to this, but there's a very peshat to the thought. The name of God is Yod Ke Vav Ke. Correct? But we don't pronounce Yod Ke Vav Ke. We say Amunal. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? So you cannot pronounce Yod Ke Vav Ke, but it's too hard. Fine. When you say Amunal, you say something else. Say, I don't know, Elohim. Say, I don't know. Why? Very important. Amonai, Aramam explains, doesn't mean Lord. For this you say called Adon. And we have a song, Adon Olam. It doesn't mean my Lord, Adoni. We don't say Adoni. We say Amonai. Mm-hmm. Nai. What is the difference between Adoni and Amonai? Harambam. And I developed this in an article which is in English, would appear, supposed to appear 3, 4, 5, 6 months ago, but, you know, before Yovena Ba'alim and Shalom, it would probably be out. All right. So, the Harambam says, Amonai, if you say Adoni in Hebrew, means my Lord, but not necessarily your Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Yes? Well, you would say Adonenu means ours, but maybe not the people in China.
Oh, I see.
Amunai means the absolute master.
Everything.
Absolute master. Nai makes it absolute. It's not Amoni, it's not Adoni alone, but is Amonai, the absolute master. 1 second. What has to do with your tail of here?
Yes.
All right. Now, the shortest of Yod Kevav Ke is Hevav. He. Hove means to be, to exist.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? So now, the Yod means
yeah,
in the future. Hove means in the present. Hava
was.
Means, in simple English,
everything.
Continuous existence. 1 second.
He is the only one that exists continuously. There was never an instant in which he did not exist. There is no instance in which he does not exist. There is no instance in which he shall not exist. Absolute existence. There was a great Hakam, and I learned it from him. Then I saw it in other Hakamim. And I have a reason why I want to mention him. The teacher, Isaac Newton, I wrote many articles, and I hope one day I will be able to write a book about Newton and Maimonides. Alright? Newton was from the Hasidic Mutahara, no question about it. And he had, and but how did he learn this? So I found out, just this new was Ra'olam, I found out who was the teacher of Newton. He taught at Cambridge University, and he was the teacher of Hebrew and so on. And I'm sure you never heard his name. His name was Ishaq Ibn Dana. Great name. Yes. And he translated the whole Mishnayot into Latin. That's a lot of work, yes, with notes, and the Kitabiat is found at Cambridge University.
Wow.
Alright? I wish somebody would publish it or would study the notes, alright? But he had a book in English. The first book written in English is by Ibn Dana. I have it. Alright? Now, there is another book of Menashe ben Israel written in English, The Hope of Israel. Yes, but that book was written originally in Latin, and from Latin they translated it into English. He is the first Hakam, the first Jew, who wrote in English. And the idea is very simple. God is our monarch, our king, by virtue of having creating us. Every other king, he is a monarch, a sovereign by virtue of might, power. Borei Olam is your king because he created you out of nothing. Amonai means he existed from ever. And therefore he gave existence to us. And that's why Yotkevavke, which is the absolute existence, is the absolute Amonai of everything that exists. You see now there's a relationship between the essence of God, we give Kabbalistic meaning to it, but the result is very simple. The result is very simple. God is Amonai by virtue of Yotkevavke. And therefore he is the absolute existence, and he gave existence to us, and by virtue of having given us existence, he is our absolute master. It's fantastic. I mean, we understand it. And we say it all the time. We say it in the Tefillot, is the relationship between God Bore, and that's why he's a Melech. In the Haftarah of Kisrei Haftarah, Ki Bo Alaik Osai, your master is the one who created you. Kibu Alai Osai. You know why God is your master? Because he created you. And that's why Bereshit by Elohim is a Shamanim Ta'aretz. Therefore, you have the right to tell Adam, don't eat this fruit. You understand? Don't eat this fruit. Alright? Now when Mr. Baratis talked to Muhammad, by which of what he's listening to him? Why is he? Why has he told you what to do? Why? In the case of Borei Olam, I'll be with you in a second. He created you out of zero. That's why if you don't believe Bereshit Bara Elohim Et HaShamayim Ta Aretz, close the book, goodbye. We have nothing to talk.
Bereshit.
Yeah, that's the basic, that's the action. You remember my, yeah. You don't believe in Bereshit? No problem. Close the book. Goodbye.
I'll see
you later. You cannot have Torah without, and by the way,
You don't read. Everybody reads it erroneously. They say Bereshit bara Elohim. No place of reading Bereshit bara Elohim. It's written Bereshit Torha. Alone. Bara Elohim. Alone. Bereshit. Action. The beginning. Listen to this.
That's right.
You don't believe in this? What is the Bereshit? Bara Elohim, et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz,
v'chol tzivaam.
Yes, and therefore, this is a Bereshit, this is a condition to read the book. You cannot, again, what is totally intelligent is, here, Borei Olam is telling you the basis of this book. Most writers, they don't tell you what are the preconditions, the actions, the ideas that are the basis of the dialogue. They don't tell you. Yeah, the Torah says, oh, Bereshit. And that's why the Torah is so important.
Of course.
Without the Torah, you understand. You understand the whole book.
Right, that's right.
No, you understand the whole book. Yes? You need the Torah. All right? So don't understand the privilege. And I agree with you, don't worry. Yes? And therefore, if you don't believe in Borei Olam, that is Borei Olam, yes? And this Borei Olam is your king. And we believe that God is our king, because not only we make, well, we do something, why we do this? Why we make it yet alive? Why we put it in? Asher kiteshanu v'vosotav v'sevanu He has dominion over us. And that's why before we salve, we ascertain his dominion. Adonai Melech, Adonai Marach, Adonai Imlok, Yaram Vahed. And this Borei Olam, 10 days a year, is HaMelech. He is your sovereign. You have to render account of what you did. Why? Because he calls you. How he calls you? He brought the shofar, means you are you're summoned to appear before the divine court. You got to tell him. I'm sorry. Yes.
I have three questions.
All right.
And they're tied together. Number one, you say that Hashem chooses to relate to us through the mitzvah. Bereshit, or reading Bereshit, or understanding that we are grounded in Bereshit. Okay?
Yes.
But in the Aseret Adirot, Hashem does not choose to be Borei Olam. Hashem chooses to be Asher Hotzeiticha Me'eretz Mitzrayim.
Yes.
Not.
And I tell you, because if you say to somebody,
God chooses to relate to Am Yisrael through personal national
exactly.
As opposed to Borei Olam.
Yes.
One.
Yes.
And then uses Yud Kei Vav Kei Nun. In Bereshit, Yud Kei Vav Kei Nun is not used. So the source of being, which is the interpretation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, the source of being is not necessarily mentioned or cited in Bereshit.
I'm listening to your question. You told me you have three questions. I'm waiting for it.
And lastly, concept of Malchut.
Yes.
Hashem as Melech. Okay. And the concept of Mitzvot. Very poignantly point out that a Mitzvah is not a commandment. It's instruction.
Mm-hmm.
We freely accept the
of course.
Will.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. And when they say instruction.
Mm-hmm.
Not derived necessarily from almost a berit process.
It is a berit process.
The berit concept and the malchut concept really not necessarily one is freely accepted, and a malchut is accepting dominion and sovereignty, which you're not too excited about.
No, no, I'll explain.
I don't see malchut really emphasized anywhere in Torah, five books of Torah.
Yes.
God is Melech.
Yes.
Doesn't appear.
It does. Vayim Yishlum Melech. It says Parashaham. It says Vayim Yishlum Melech.
Really not played up.
But all right. But now let me answer you. Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz.
because the concept of God as Amonai is only something which is discovered or perceived through the interaction between man and God. If you have a telescope, you look, you see Elohim, the God who created, not Amonai, because this God doesn't speak to me. I have a telescope, I'm seeing all these galaxies, and these galaxies, they're beautiful, but they don't say something. The word Adonai Elohim appears when God is speaking to Adam HaRishon. So intelligent the Torah. When only human in the interaction, Adonai Ro'i Lo Ehsan, when there is the interaction between God and Adam, yes, is Adonai Elohim. This Elohim, I knew before, is Adonai. He's telling me what to do. You see? And we have, I'm answering you, the kabel alav ol malchut shamayim. This is one of the beauties of the Torah. Yes? God is omnipotent, it is, but we have to be mekabel if we want, because we chose God. We chose God. God doesn't want to do it by prepotence. Yes, I was elected, I will this, 51 this, I don't care about the other thing, that. God dictator. No, God is not a dictator. Yes, yes. And because he's not a dictator, when I make a belim alenu, all makul shamayim, what God says, the first thing that God says, love me. I want you to love me. I have ta et al nai lo echa. Then they fear me, I'm going to have a Gestapo, I'm going to have a special police to this. Be'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha. God says, I want you to love me. Can you imagine? He doesn't need you to love him. But he wants you to love him. For him, you're so important that he changed your life. But that's the idea. So, if you look at the world from a microscope, beauty of the micro, yes, the almost invisible world, or the macro world, yes, there is Elohim. But he doesn't tell me anything. I could continue, I don't know, smoking on Shabbat, I don't know, eating, this and so on. No problem. Yes, that is a God. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. But Amonai is when you interact with you. You pray, and you say, look, that is a private dialogue. Yes? The people who say, I believe in God, don't believe in God. There's no interaction between them. When you get up in the morning, you say, Moriani Faneha, you put the Fenin, you say, Berachabikota Shahar, you're interacting with God. You're interacting with God. Yes? When the Christians that we love drink the blood of Jesus in the Eucharist and eat his flesh, they're not eating that, they're eating him. From the point of view of Christian doctrine, it's not a symbolic eating, it's not a symbolic blood, it's not a symbolic flesh, it's the actual flesh. The miracle of the Eucharist is what they prove for them, that they, because it becomes this piece of thing. And as we say, Hachamim say very understanding, Hachamim understand that, it says, the punishment of Jesus is nidon besoah rotahat, because it has been digested. He is being punished by his own believers. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara Gittin. Nidon nun something. Nidon besoah rotahat. And the Rashbaz, yes, one of the great Hachamim, Semach Duran, yes, he says this is the meaning of it. The Hachamim understood. Yeah, all right. We do whatever we do when we make circumcision. To do the milah. We make the milah because God told us. Yes. Insofar as I'm concerned, I will not make a milah.
Yeah.
Insofar as I'm concerned, I will not put a belief. I will not be tired. I will not do this. But what we do, Ashekideshanu v'mosotav v'sevanu. And of course, the sevanu
Yes? We don't have an Inquisition. Ballpark is an anomaly. we don't use Arazimto. We have the conscience, and we have a so beautiful expression. We never says he's religious or not religious in our language. Nas melach.
Nas melach.
Adu chofullah. Yes. Nas melach means he's a good person. Some person that has goodness inside him.
Believe me.
Nas melach. Nas melach. Yes. Oh, adu chofullah. And the misbah, it's a beautiful word. I mean, out of this word misbah, we have another word.
Yes, sabot.
What do you mean a sabot? Like the word sabah, a father is giving instructions to his son. So beautiful, so beautiful. Do you have a machine gun to your son and pointing at the head of somebody?
No.
No. All right. We're tempted, yes. But we don't. All right? So, Sabaa. Yes? Sabaa. And we will see. What's in that? It's so beautiful. And Sabaa. God is Sabaa. We will see that. Yes? And this relationship is that of love. And that's why God says, yes, Malchut Shamayim is a beautiful thing, and the first thing that he asks you is what? The Ahavta et Adonai Elohecha. Yes.
So Yod Kei Vav Kei, the only word in the Bible that we don't pronounce.
Yes.
Why?
Now, the truth is that at one time it was pronounced. And when the Kohanim, even in wherever the Kohanim said the Beracha, you said Yod Kei Vav Kei. Yod Kei Vav Kei. Because sometimes the people pronounce the name of the Olam, they were not proper in their mind and their bodies and so on, and we abstain from that.
So it's a holy word that we should pronounce.
Yes, yes. But even in when they prohibited, the Kohen Gadol was permitted to say it in Birkat Kohanim, but only him. And while he will say Yod Kei Vav Kei in pronounce it, the other Kohanim would also sing something, make some music, so that the common people could not hear the pronunciation of Yod Kei Vav Kei. Okay. But that was only in the Beit HaMikdash, Yom HaKippurim, of course, the Avid Kohanim, Mushtahavim, and so on. But what was exactly the pronunciation of this, according to Halakha, and this point the Kabbalah makes even to people who are not Mekubalim, makes sense, we're not even permitted to think.
Very amazing.
They think the correct pronunciation of a God. But one thing is, the witnesses, that's not that the pronunciation. Yes, no, yeah, this witness, yes.
Jehovah.
Yeah, well, not right. For sure, but that's it? Yes? All right. So, yes.
וכך פתח השם דברו להמוני בני ישראל.
Yes, when God addressed להמוני בני ישראל,
אנוכי אדוני אלוהיך אשר הוצאתיך מארץ ישראל.
הוצאתיך in the singular. Your personal experience. You personally experience, you personally, you were a slave, and you personally, in the singular, you know that you could not have left Egypt, yes, on your own. Your own, I prove my existence from your experience. Yes? Mm-hmm. And somebody, there are people who cannot experience that, so we cannot talk to these people, you know. Yeah. Well, I believe very much in Safar with Robin, but some people, they don't have whatever it is, you know, they never had a sublime experience. If somebody had never had a sublime experience, I can't speak to them. Maybe somebody else, but that was it.
Are you saying that we can't really begin to have dialogue with those within Judaism that contest whether Yitzhak time ever really happened historically? Is that what you're saying?
I am saying something more private than this. I'm saying, forget about Yitzhak Mitzrayim for the moment. Were you ever touched by Borei Olam? Yes. There are people. Let me tell you something. Just I had some coffee. I said, Shakov, the Shem Shakoni Algaro. You ate it always very hot. Why is it so important? Does God really needs a beracha? No, He doesn't need a beracha. What is important is that we are a people that basically knows how to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to say thank you. And because we know how to say thank you, we realize that all the life that we're having, our children, our grandchildren, our wives, our husbands, our this, our that, is mitanamet Hashem. And we know how to appreciate it. And we know that really it is a miracle whatever happened to each of us individually. And if we don't, if we cannot recognize that my life is a miracle, not of the same magnitude as Yitzhak Mitzrayim, but it is a miracle. Yes, you look into your life and you see from the beginning to the end and this and that.
And we don't hate either, do we?
What?
The Jews don't hate anybody.
No, of course. Why? Because when you love Borei Olam, you don't need to hate anybody. You're happy. No, really, you're happy. Yes. And one of the things that I'm not comfortable with some of the other methods of teaching Judaism, because it's based upon peddling hatred.
Yeah.
The constantly peddling hatred against A, against B, against D. It's enough. Enough. I don't want to hear about this too. I don't want to hear. Just this. The whole idea of peddling hatred. And this is unacceptable. We have titled Nailo Esa. We have titled Acha Kamocha. I cannot understand this thing. And we don't hate anybody. And we treat even the Muslim. What the Pasha says yesterday. Let us have Muslim. Again, I tell you so. But he killed you. He did. Yeah, but he also did some good to us. All right. Again, let us have Muslim. Again, I tell you so. But if they enslaved us, they killed us, and then, yeah, but, you know, you also served Mito. Yes, you had some water from him, you had some bread from there.
In the army, I used to take care of German wounded.
Yeah. America, but you see, America has one thing, no, rather, it lacks one thing, Jefferson. I love Jefferson. I think Jefferson was one of the greatest men ever. There is in one point, many points, this Constitution of the United States is similar to that of in spirit to the Torah, many other things and so on. But there is one point when it's missing in the Constitution, and that's why we hope that it lasts forever. But and this is the point of Torah min Hashamayim. The Torah of Torah was made with a covenant with God. No one could abrogate the Torah. And therefore, we will last forever, because the Torah lasts forever. The Constitution, unfortunately, could be abrogated. And this now is a whole movement inside in the 1920s, I would think of it, with Woodrow Wilson. Oh, he was from this area, Woodrow Wilson, yes. Who believed the progressive, that the more or less Woodrow Wilson, I have to say, fantastic. Woodrow Wilson was more or less like for politics, like Moshe Mendelssohn. The Torah was very, very good when we did this, but now we are progress, we are beyond the Torah, it's a right to eat this and to that, and Saturday could be Sunday, this could be that, and this could be that. And there is a progressive movement in America, yes, beginning with Woodrow Wilson, yes, with my love and respect, but at that point, I'm Orthodox in American Constitution, you know, and that I believe that this is could lead to, you don't know what's going to happen, and but in this is the berit. We made a berit with God. We shook hands, yes, and we're going to keep this le'olam ul'olam ul'olamim. And because we shook hands with God, the Torah is eternal, and we shall be eternal because we are the conveyors of the divine message. Chavot. Yeah, my grandmother, Aliyah Shalom, you told turn up about metaphysics. Right, yes, ma'am. But you tell us, oh yeah, oh, you know this. God is talking to everyone. Yes, you understand? I don't know, maybe the grandmothers in our community went to Radcliffe and took, I don't know, modern philosophy. Count. Yeah, most Jewish girls don't go to Radcliffe. And so God is talking to everyone. Alright? Asher Zetikha, alright? Sabot.
Kaka.
Kaka, patahti lechana tiha kusar.
Yes.
Shashe, shaltani ala munati.
Yes.
Hashivotiha, bemashi mehayev oti veet makelot be Israel, ashenit amet etzlam oto lenoka.
Because we experience, lenoka here means we experience this. We experience this. Yes? Yes, but at least for this you have to know Arabic. The last word is thumma, means, and furthermore, and I'm reading the Arabic, the last line of this, where al tawathar, and that's the word al iyan. What does it mean tawathar?
Tawathar.
What does it have to know? That's not Arabic.
No.
Right? And Tawasa means something Masoret. Yes. But Arabic, that's English or Chinese, I mean, it has specialized idioms. Yes. The source of the word Tawasa is Athar. Aleph, Fa, Resh. Athar.
Atar re'atar.
Very close. 1 second. Very close. Athar. Very, very close. Athar is a footstep. Athar is the a footstep. You know, when you see the mark, athar is the mark.
Footprint.
I'm sorry. Footprint. It's a footprint.
Yes.
Footprint. Athar is the footprint.
Something.
Proof. What has to do Athar with Masoret? Ah! That I follow the footprints of my ancestors.
Wow. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Ashurai. What does it mean in Hebrew, Ashurai? My footprints. Asher. Is my footprint, Ashurai. Yes? Me'ushar means that I follow the same footprints. I see the footprints. Im lo tirilach hayafam anashim. Tirilach what? Be'afar be'ason. Be'ekbe ason. Follow.
Be'ekbe ason.
Be'ekbe ason. Follow the footprints. Of the son, we said Be'ekbe.
Yes.
Not Be'ekbe.
No, he just told me.
Be'ekbe. The minimum of a hakam should be true. Just true. You know, I wrote about it because we have rabbis today. Shema'ina. Rabbis without Torah, zero Torah. Nothing Torah. Not zero. Yes, zero. Yeah. I said, well, this should have been this. No. So, well, I'll be with you in a second. So now he says, we know this because we follow the footprints of our ancestors. We walk in the footprints of our ancestors. It's so beautiful. It's just you explain it. It says, if you know, in Notre Dame, Hayatavan Hashem. You don't know what to do. And Hayatavan Hashem is Am Yisrael. Seilach Be'akvei Hason.
Oh my God.
Follow the footsteps of the son of our of the Am Yisrael. Follow the footsteps. Ur'i et Yotach, your little baby, Al Mishkenot Arayim, until you come to the tents of the shepherds. You're a little sheep. You're lost. You're not in the Lach Hayafan Hashem. Where are you going to find for the Olam? Seilach Be'akvei Hason. Ur'im, your little babies, until you come Al Mishkenot Arayim. Beautiful, no?
Yeah.
Clear?
Wow.
Powerful.
Yeah.
I saw some hands around here. Yes.
If I can add the same point as Ashrei Ha'ish.
Yes,
right. Doesn't mean praise.
No.
Steadfast is the man who walks
that's
in the way.
So simple.
Yes. That's what Ashrei.
The first thing he wrote.
No. No.
Yes, yeah. Ashrei Ha'ish. Yeah. No. With
what? Kamu v'aneha,
right? Asheruha.
The follow the footsteps of the mother.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Kamu v'aneha,
right? Asheruha.
Follow the footsteps. Say ha. I see some grandpas here. When our sons want to go out with a girl, what is the first question that we ask the son?
Bent men.
Bent men. Same thing. A girl says, oh, I'm going, I met this boy. First question. What is the first question?
What is
even men. Kamuvanea, Asherua. They follow their footsteps. We have something very nice in Arabic. Elem, Jirre, la Tumma, El Bintetra, la Emma. You guys have repeated 11 jiralat imma has been to tbahara imma. Those rhymes. We forgot all the good things. We forgot the good things. And even the kibbeh now is ready made. We don't know even how to make it there. It's ready made. Alright. Alright. Frozen kibbeh. Alright. I have nothing. Don't tell my wife that I'm. Shalom is a historical form.
Sorry. The Kuzari, the Haver is saying, Baharka b'masoret asher hi kenoka. That is a very hard argument to state today. That the tradition is as the proof.
All right. I need all the people. When I was a child, I was privileged to be born in the pre-TV era.
I know.
We were born before pre-TV. So the children come to get their grandparents. That was for us the big fun, you know. Their parents go to our fathers and tell you stories. And when there are stories, they tell you, Yahweh Nabi, who saw Yahweh Nabi, which I Yahweh Nabi, or this or that. We believed that the Yahweh Nabi was their grandfather. For us, that's why the stories that they told us, all the story of this and the other, and the Goy and the Yehudi and this and the other thing, he said, no, I still have the imagery of my grandfather was lost when he was going from Jabal this to Jabal the other, and then all of a sudden there's snow, and he says, Yahweh Nabi Sallah, and then all of a sudden a man comes to him and he said, where are you? You're lost. And he said, I want to go to there. Oh, you want to go to Zahle this way. I believe that he was a Yahweh Nabi. Yes? For us, because we heard it, is part of the. When we suck from our mother's milk, we heard the stories. It's part of our ethos. That was part of our ethos. This is our culture. Yes? And that's why we don't force nobody to be Jewish. nobody is supposed to be Jewish. Yes? And today we have a special takana in the community. But whatever it is something very special. In fact, we believe in it. Yeah? And about three or four years ago, I was invited to give a lecture in Castelnuovo. Summer in Castelnuovo. What's Castelnuovo? Castelnuovo is the summer residence of the Pope. It's a great kavod, yes? Throughout the book, from Basita to Castelnuovo. No, I'm sorry. So, I was, is it Mutar? Is it Asur? So, I asked some of my colleagues and this, and the answer was blah, 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 blah. Come on, Father.
Yeah.
Then I decided not to go. One. I have no. Not because of A, or B, or C. I am afraid of my grandmother. When I come up to if she wasn't mad, she just said, this guy killed the Jews, burned the Jews, listen, you all go away to say, to make a vote to him. For us, our grandmothers and grandfathers are alive. It's part of a tradition. You know, I didn't go because I was afraid of, and I mean it, I was afraid of my grandmother. Go to the Lord, you said, go. Well, you went to that. Because we are a family, not only horizontally, but also backwards. To this, we believe that our parents and grandparents are the shepherds. The shepherds are him. You cannot do this, you know. You cannot, Mishkeot Arayim. So you go to see the Rahim. What do you like it? So this is, for us, this is part of our ethos. All right? Yes, Mickey.
Like to be a Jew, and when somebody calls you dirty words, something happens to the Jew, whether it's religious or not, something happened. I like to tell a story of what happened to me in the army, 3 months in basic training. I was on a KP, the worst job in the world, washing pots, floors. And there was a soldier that works in the kitchen reading a newspaper right 2 feet away from me. And he was smiling and happy. And I asked him, what's so funny? He comes, he showed me the headlines. 3 million Jews already killed in Germany. Something happened with me that I hit this guy. They report me to the captain, the Italian, asking me, where did he get off, Gary, hitting this soldier? I said, how would you like somebody to tell me three Italians?
3 million Italians.
He said, you're right, but you had no right. You know what they did to me, anti-Semitic, in the army? They took my PFC stripe off. They fined me $10. They made me dig a trench 6 feet deep with a spoon. Anti-Semitism, fighting for your country.
Yeah. And we should not, Saliha, we should not forget that, unfortunately, anti-Semitism is never eradicated, it's only put asleep. And the monster anti-Semitism may wake up any minute.
Oh my God.
Birminan.
You see it.
Birminan. So don't forget, you don't kill anti-Semitism. You put it to sleep. Alright? It's like Frankenstein. When it's darkness, it wakes up. Alright? That's why I believe
That's right.
So I don't have to do it, and that is the difference. What does the word Catholic mean? Catholic is a Greek word for universal. The Christianity is universal. Everybody has to accept it. Islam is also. Everybody has to be a Muslim. Jews, you don't have to. As a matter of fact, I have a Talmid who is a very good philosopher and may come maybe next Friday just to say goodbye to me because he's a goy.
And many times he expressed he wants to become converted to become a Jew. And I tell him, no. Bishop Shivam is for being a Noah and said, you don't have to be.
You're doing fine.
You know, it's fine to be. We don't proselytize. We don't want to proselytize anybody, you know. No problem, we are near him. And so on, and with the charity and so on, I am against those people who don't give charity to Goyim. According to Halakha, and he was so intelligent at one time. In Sefarad, before the Meshugaim came, took over Sefarad, the Radak and so on, they. Oh, I need an old person, even older than you. The Jew, I'm the oldest guy here? Yeah? I don't know. Alright.
Yeah.
The Jew in Sefarad never lended money with interest to the Goy.
Wow.
What they did in Syria, and they used to have a partnership, they invest money. For instance, they used to go in and with say shepherds, and used to buy the in advance, all right? Or they lend money in which you're a partner, you're an investor, and then you may lose the money. You get profit if there is a gain. But and this is mutar because they never wanted to have interest to the goy. Why? Because they say that's what David Kimhe, one of the greatest Hakamim in the history of great Hakamim, Rabbi David Kimhe, he says, Vetahicha lo tishoch. He says, don't lend money with interest to Ahicha.
That's right.
He says, you are in their land, they're protecting you, they're giving you all these things, and you don't treat them as brothers, it's haram, it's asur. You don't lend them with money. And I know we found there were found many contracts Shetarot from Andalusia, from Arabic speaking Sefarad, and all of them they are in partnership investors. Yes, I give $10,000, and then so on. You'll be able to be able to harvest your crop, or to the Jews used to buy wool, to this and so on. I'll be with you in a second, and therefore maybe the wool market could start to corrupt. Maybe not. So it was an investment, never interest. Now, 1 second, say how? All right. In Syria, I know it. I know that what my family tell me, they used to buy the crops in advance. Yes, so I give $10,000 or whatever it is.
Lira,
yes, and guys, so I could lose the money also. I could lose, so this was investment, an investment. And therefore, there was no anti-Semitism, because we treat them as brothers. And the way I know, I talk to the Arabs, and the way that my parents, my grandparents, basically my grandparents, they spoke there, they treat them as brothers.
Absolutely.
And therefore there was no hijr for anti-Semitism. Alright? And Sriha, you wanted, you says?
I was going to suggest that it's a lot more intelligent strategy as a merchant to take a partner rather than them.
Yeah.
This week's parasha, it says Ahika lo tashir.
Yes, but the rabbi, the Radak says very intelligently, this goy is not Ahika in the sense, of course we're not going to marry them. But if you treat them as Ahika, yes, and you invest money. The Jews were the bankers of the Muslim world, because they lend them money and so on, and the farmer was able to survive until the next crop or the next this. And so we lended money to them, but we made money, yes. But also we risk. There was a risk involved. If there is risk involved, is no repeat. We treat them like brothers. I want to tell you something. I like the story. I mean, you don't mind me telling your chayat,
no? No.
Stories. I said the story before, but let me say it again. When the first Jews, the true blue blood America, surprise, is not in the Bronx. No, I mean, I'm just... it's not New York. It's not Connecticut.
yes, is not Vermont, is Newport,
Rhode Island.
And why? Because the first enormous fortunes were made by the sea trafficking. Yes, these people, they owned boats and so on, and that's the way they made the great, great, great fortunes. And when the first Jews come to America, I'm sure that there were about 10 Jews or something like that.
Yeah.
They would go to Newport, and they had no shoes. I'm sure they had no shoes. You know, maybe one of them has shoes in London. They go to the in the open synagogue, which is still is open, and it's called the Hebrew synagogue. You could go to Rhode Island and visit it. And the first Shabbat, it shows the intelligence. Yes, and we let this for all apart. How are you going to make sure? Yes, as we say in our language, to cut the head of the Hanash, of the Nahash,
yeah.
Anti-Semitism. How are you going to the most affluent of the world of this? So the rabbi, the name of the rabbi was Teixeira. Yes, famous family. Just came to this, and he invited the minister of the Protestant church to come and give the first derasha in the Beit
HaKnesset.
If Jews, they're going to be impressed by one of those things, we don't want these Jews. Nobody. He gave the derasha. And in the derasha, he invited the rabbi to give to the Rasha on the next day, Sunday, in the
church.
They knew how to make to cut the head of the Nahash. The Nahash, which is called anti-Semitism. And that was a custom of many Griot Sephardiot in the Americas to pay the diezmo, 10% to give to the church. Asan, then give it to the mafia, you give it to the church, the 10%. And like this, the church protected the Jews. You see, part was intelligence. It's intelligence. You pay the 10%, you treat it as brothers, they behave as brothers. They have an interest. You see? So the strategy used by Hakamim Sefaradim all over, also in Morocco. There was no anti-Semitism. The Sultan in Morocco did not permit Hitler to the same Vichy government that took the Jews to Auschwitz from France didn't do it in Morocco. Why not? Because the king in Morocco didn't want them to touch the Jews. Simple. In Denmark, the king didn't want Hitler to touch the Jews, they didn't touch the Jews. It's finished. Yes? So, repent, in a sense, was our intelligence in how to behave in this. Aharon, would you like to Sabdiman? Yes? What is it? Yes. Yeah. Now it says, then your religion only belongs to you. I don't have to be your religion. No, you don't have to. And that's why we call Gerei HaSedek. It's not Gerei HaHerev. This Islam, the Sheikh.
Absolutely.
Cut your head. That's the truth. It's logical. Yes. All right. Logical positivism. Positivism. Chavod. Yes.
Amar Yechaver. Omnam ken. Kumi shenispach elenu min ha'amim b'nuchad. Bo'eho min ha'tob asher yutad lano.
Yes.
Lo yishtaveh al lano.
Ah. Wow. If you're again. We love you, we do this, we that, but you're not equal to us. So, on this basis, many, you know what is worse than a rabbi with a Torah?
Rabbi with Torah.
No. No. You know what is worse than a rabbi with a Torah? A Jewish scholar with a Torah. And the basis of this, because I don't understand, I'm not explaining everything they're saying here. Rabbi Yehuda Levi was a racist! Why? Because what he's saying, Ger, we love you, Mr. Ger, but you are not equal to us.
What does it mean? He's a racist. No, it means that illiterate, analphabetically Jewish scholars should not explain what they don't know. I go to explain everything in a sense. All right? How about?
כי אז היו שרים בה הלבן והשחור, כי כולם ברואבית עלה. אלא שהתורה מחמת הוסעתו אותנו ממשרים, ומגעו אותנו איתנו, כי אנו הסגולה מפני אדם.
We are the segula of בני אדם. What does it mean? We are the segula of בני אדם. The home of the brave. Every nation praises its own people. America. The American nation is the best. The American system is the best. The best American culture is the best. The American land is blessed by God. Japan is the same thing. Stupid Venezuela is the same thing. Cuba, the same thing. We are proud of our heritage. We accept you. But you don't have the same experience. And in America, it's the same thing. You become a citizen. Can you be a president?
Yes.
No.
Why?
You have to be born here.
Wow.
Right? You have to be born here. You have to be born in this country. By the way, also to be a federal, I don't know how the law today, but maybe I don't tell us. In my days, to be a federal employee, you had to be born in America. But at one time, to be a federal employee, you have to be not only a citizen, you have to be American born. Alright? So, this. We are a special people. If you don't believe that we're special, then say, why you come?
Yes, pride.
We have it.
Pride.
And we have the pride, and we love it, and so on. We treat you as one of us, but because you're not identical to us, and I tell you why, because you don't have the same experience, the same natural experience, the Torah says, not only be patient with the girl. Yes? It's a difference. Yes? You have to be understandable. Understanding. Yes? And it's not a question of being racist.
No.
It's a question of being that we have a special tradition. It will take time. But Judaism is not magic. You say, throw the water on the guy, and there is already, he's Jewish, and he knows everything. No, your experience, historical experience, cannot be acquired by an act of magic. You have to live it. Many years or so, but I was like 4 years ago, I saw a French movie. And the French movie was about a Spaniard who goes to Switzerland. Yes, and he's a habit, he's a worker. Yes, and it's just the problem that he had in adapting to Swiss mentality, and he's working as a waiter. Fantastic scene. I remember this scene. Yes. When does he become really a citizen? There is a soccer game between Switzerland and Spain. And when the Swiss score, he says, oh, yo, he cheered for the Swiss. That moment, he becomes a Swiss. I mean, from the movie. Yes? It takes a long time. I think it takes longer than
that
to say, you know. And the Hakamim will say the girl, even after a long time, yes, he still feels that when there is an anitro, He says, "Ba'ihad Yitro." Why? Although Bnei Yitro and so on, but God killed the Egyptians. They are going like him. You know. Yes, and this the Torah says, and that's also for us to be especially kind to the girl. Yes, to be a sevek. Yes, and so on. But to believe that if I just throw water and ask, he says, yes, Rabbi, I'm going to, yes, Rabbi, I'm going to do it, yeah. I'm going to, Rabbi, yes, yeah, that's childish, yes, that's not, this is not a question of racism, it's a question of being intelligent. You're not also a full American, yes, when you speak Puerto Rican English, as you know, and so on, unless you have to pretend to be Sotomayor, it's different. Yes? She had the Ruach culture of Americans, right? She's going to be absolutely impartial and so on. She's going to be an example, but this is Hadbilalah, yes?
Do you want to say something?
If the Jewish people are the only ones who have Inyan Elohim, and they were chosen by God, then by definition, we view ourselves as.
But a superior, no, because we don't go to.
So
we better. But if we as Americans don't consider ourselves better, then you know what we're going to do? We're going to go throughout Europe and apologize for everything that we're supposed to have done. Yes, and therefore this
you
is going to
be
every way need like every nation
national
pride.
Nationalism.
Not the Chinese in the crazy where want to put the but to national pride. You know, national pride. If we don't have national, even family pride, then we may outside the Jewish tradition and so on. So we may go in, we may this, we may that. You know? And so we do need national pride. Now, when we have national pride, we never put down anybody. That's important. But we have to have national pride. One of the horrible words in anti-Semitism is Jewish self-hatred. You know, is that the worst that there is? Jewish self-hatred. Either you have the Jewish pride, and if you don't have the Jewish pride, then you're going to be a victim of Jewish self-hatred. Right. Everything that the Jew is doing is criticized by other Jews. You know, and by the way, let me say a pasuk.
That David the Melech.
Yeah, but one minute. What does it mean, Mehayraich u Mehayesaich Memech Yeseu? The Navi, the interpretation, the normal interpretation is, you know who is the anti-Jew? Mehayraich u Mehayesaich Memech. You created this. But the Radak, he said, no. In the future, we Israel will be blessed. You know what is the blessing of Israel? Meharisaich u'meharivaich. Those who are always putting down Judaism, they're going to leave you. Let them go to Marvel Beach, where it is, and open a hot dog things and see how beautiful is the gold world. All right, Malibu or where it is. Let them go there. Yes. Then go to Australia and marry this and blah, blah, and go to New Zealand with the privileges. Let them go there. Memeth Yeseu. That's a Yeseu. Yeseu. They shall leave you. Yes? And I one of the things I have a great thing for charity. Israel. That we should have. Whoever feels that Israel is criminal, blah, 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 like the fellow Jews, yes? We will give them money to relocate any place outside Israel. One way ticket. Yes? Because, if you're not proud of what Am Israel achieved,
that's right.
Then you're going to be a self-hating Jew. And we don't want that. Yes? We should not praise ourselves by insulting the Lord. We don't insult anybody. Yes? But we were privileged. Yes, I have to tell you this. Once I saw 60 minutes. Yes. Sometimes. Yeah. So the Lord of Kent
which is first cousin to the royal family. He was interviewed,
and he married a Hungarian lady from the nobility, and she had been married before, and is assumed the oreta.
To marry a divorcee.
We should learn the from us.
And the woman was interviewing him, and then there was a pesach from the archbishop. I don't know. That is, really, she was never married. The betrothed, he never prayed. This, the rabbi, this, and that, and this, and all this, and that. I'm just joking, yes. But it was done. And the woman asked the Lord of Kent, says, and what would have happened if the decision would have been that she was married, and therefore you're not permitted to marry her? You know what the answer? I would never marry her. There is national pride. Now I say sometimes to people, you a Kohen, you Mr. Azar a Kohen, you have an oldest aristocracy than any aristocrat in the world. Your great grandfather was Aharon, the brother of Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard God speaking to him, and he saw the miracle. If this aristocracy that are married to get rid of that verse, we have a lot to learn. There is a need for Jewish pride, not arrogance. America is the best, and we believe America is the best, and we're proud of America, and want everybody to buy American products, etc., etc., and we think our laws are the best. Same thing Jews. Yes, we also have the same thing. So it's not arrogance. America, Baruch Hashem, it's very proud, but we don't go putting down anybody as Americans. Yes? Although, surprise, maybe subjectively, objectively, America is better than Venezuela. But we don't go on putting down Venezuela. Yes? Except everybody. That's true. The same thing is with us as Jews. We love everybody, we're ready to help everybody, but we are somebody. At least from our point of view. Yes? Yes.
Yeah. There's two meanings, right?
Yes. Yes.
Was
happy in the other.
Or not.
Yes. Yeah.
Then how do you explain that according to the only Jews could get Nebuah? If it's only a function of pride, then why would we be only able to receive Nebuah?
No, it's never in the Jewish.
Not according to the how.
No, you're right. Now let me tell you why. The Torah tells you why. And not only the Torah tells you why, history also tells you why. There was one Nabi that there was Goy.
Bilam.
Yeah. God speaks to him. And what happened? This is, you know, the explanation is not mine. It's from Rabbi Levi Shaul Mortera, the rabbi from Amsterdam, that he told this when he told this to the priest, you know, look at our house and look at your house. This, you're not going to find beggars and this, and look how clean the house. Look at the way at every Jew is dressed, and look at this. Rabbi Shaul Levi Mortera, a great book, Givat Shaul. He said like this: the Rashad Bil'am come to teach us why God does not speak to Gentiles. You know why? God spoke once to Bil'am. And what he did with Nebuah, he wants to manipulate God. He wants to use Nebuah to curse others, to gain wealth.
Wow.
They are not, do not have the privilege to being an Avi, because they will take the Nebuah and destroy others. Look at the fantastic thing. I used this to say another drasha. Rashad Ram, I told you what to ask today. Kitasher Tebarech Meborach.
Vashe Taor, you are. So come Gaster to Bilam and says, Lo Taor Ta'am, Kibaruchu. Give a friendly to Kesem. Rabbi Ishaq Karo. This Hacham Yemu. When you use the word Hacham or Rabbi for us, it's just a dude, it's a word. He was the uncle of Marat Kadosh. So it's a question, a simple question. Yes. You have a problem, yes, with the Jewish people, right? Him and he said, Rabbi Asum Menu, Tilhoka Shore, Taisa Vasaleh, what was that? God tell you, you cannot curse them. But Bil'am had another power. Itasir Tivarech, Meborach. Why? Didn't think about Levarech et Asmam.
That's right.
Bless the people from Moab and Midian so that we're going to be stronger than the Jewish people. Why didn't do that? Rabbi Sakharo answers. Because the Goy uses God not to bless themselves but to curse others. They're not interested in self building himself and progress. They're interested in killing the enemy. They use God, yes, as an instrument. Look what the Inquisition, look what the Islam did. And look at Islam today. Do you have a problem with Islam? Imagine if instead of spending all these billions, probably trillions, in weapons and this and that, they would use it to improve themselves.
Amen.
I remember when I was in Egypt, I could not say Berakha because it was so filthy in the streets. You cannot say Berakha. You know, filth and this poverty and this and that. Why don't you use the money? Yes, you hate Israel, there's a way to beat Israel. Use your money, not for weapons, to progress, to development.
I don't know.
And then you will bypass Israel. No. Money is used to destroy, not to build. And that is the point that they will be Nebuah. God told me this, well, I've been. Yeah, this, by the way, this you see the place, and that they played, what's called the Crucible?
The Crucible.
By Arthur Miller. I mean, when they heard about the burning of the witches and so on,
yeah.
Hazata with this, and God told them, oh, God, they go to burn the New England, yes?
Yeah.
It's a fantastic place. You should say, next summer, if I happen to be here and you know any place where they show the play, I want very, very to see it. I saw it when I was. The Crucible, yes. Fantastic play. So this is our extra. So because they use religion to kill.
It was made into a movie.
You went to a movie, yes? You went to a Hashish. That you, this,
I also read about Jesus.
Don't ever say that.
Yes. And we use the Torah and religion to bless. So, a small announcement. Next Friday, Baruch Hanotan Haim, we have the next class. The last class is going to be here Friday. And one second now. What? No, here. And everybody's going to be. We're going to invite all our friends. And
what time?
9:30 to 11. Now I'm going to finish at 11. I have a new book coming out, so I'm going to show you the book, my book, and
we'll sell it.
No. I also want to invite the wives, the ladies to come there, because we're going to do it there. And don't panic.
Forget it.
I mean, it's going to be a class, a kind of a lecture, and so on. It's going to be a lecture, and so on. No, it's important. I don't say it. The anti-women shikaon of certain people, you know, it's crazy.
I have a Lashon of Maran. Who feels comfortable to read Lashon Maran in Shulchan Aruch, Pesach Halacha? You feel comfortable? Yes? Is Shin Pe Aleph Yodea? It's talking about the loss of Avilut. Alright? Shin Pe Va? Oh no, Shin Pe Aleph? Shin Pe Aleph? Siman Vav. Tzaivav. Alright? Sit down. And he will do something. Of course, Maran didn't.
Alright.
When a woman is Avela, she never left her to blacken the eye and to paint her face.
Yes,
right. Yes, to use thing which is Avela. Alright? That it mean that he permitted her to has the sholem to outside Avelut she's permitted to.
Wow.
1 second, alright. Maybe I'm not understanding. Could it be that he meant that?
Wow.
Could it be that all the wives that we criticize of the rabbi's wives and so on, that they were not as bad as we said? Alright, but let's continue.
She called Elu Asurim Kirahisa.
Because it's considered as just and not permitted to wash, to bathe during the 7 days of Avilut. The 7 day thing is like Hisa, because by the way, this is comes from the Gemara, this is from Chazal. Yes, he doesn't invent continue.
The Eshet Ish Ena Asura Elatoch Shiva.
Yes.
Aval Ahar Shiva Teret Bakol.
Bakol. Everything. Because she stinks. Asalaha.
Kidei Shelo Titkaneh Al Ba'ala.
Because otherwise... Oh, no, I can't. No, sorry.
Good.
Asalaha. Yes. Wow, continue.
Kala Shira Evel Tok Shiloshim Yom Lechupata Muteret Behitkashet Afilo Tok Shira.
Yes. Kala permitted. But you cannot tell about this Spanish rabbis. They're really but look what he's going to say now.
Bogeret,
a girl which is 12 and a half. Those days, 12, 13, give it past 12 and a half.
Yes, yes. She's an old lady already.
Yeah, no, there was no. That's because she's a bogeret. She is no longer a child. She is like a young lady. All right? Bogeret.
Shira Evel, Kevan Shaomer Dinase, Muteret, the Kihul, Ubifkus, Aval Asura, the Hitzat Hamid, Shikogufa.
Now, during the 7 days, she's Avela, she's permitted to put lipstick and to curl in the eyes, Tokshiva.
Yes.
Why? Because she wants to look nice. She wants to look nice because she is Bogeret. And somebody may look at her without this and say, oh, she's an ugly girl. Even afterwards, when she's dead, he still has the first impressions.
Yes.
We were not this idea that she's happening to put lipstick, she's happening to this, she's happening to this. This is not in the spirit of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, she wants to wash. She should wash. But not with hard water. Yes. So even talking Tokshira, the man is not permitted to wash Tokshira. A young lady, she's permitted to wash cold water. Yes,
she said, how much water? Evarim.
Ah, Evarim, yeah, alright.
It says Kogufa.
Kogufa, I know. I was taken for granted. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. But the most important thing is she muteret in kihol and pirkus.
Kahala? No, what did they say?
Kahala. Yeah. She has so much kahal that she cannot see. Yeah, all right.
That's a beautiful thing. We should preserve all this thing. That's all.
So you see from here what? That this sleep and so on, according to Maran, even betok avilut, shiva. Anyhow, so don't forget that women are invited for the last class. We're going to do it there. And
bring friends.
No, I want to tell you something. No, I just wanted to say we're not going to have the lipstick police. Yes, we are going to have Afghan
looting. Yeah,
Amen.